Essendon Havel and Great Wall, driveway deals made for everyone. EssendonHavel.com.au. If you're in business, now's the time to choose Judo, the bank dedicated to your business.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Great to have you with us on this Friday, having a bit of fun. Hughie McCluggage going to join us, as well as the mum of the debutante, Trey Rusko, who made news herself yesterday. But it's always a great pleasure when we can have a chat with this man. He's got his horse, Frankie Two Angels, in tomorrow at Flemington, backing up after a very impressive win at Sandown. I think he's on his way home after a bit of track work. G'day, Dennis.
Yeah, good morning, Gaz. How you going?
We're going well. How'd they work this morning for you? A bit chilly out there.
Oh, that's an understatement. Very, very chilly. Yeah, but I'm pleased with the horses, and more importantly, pleased with Frankie.
$5.50 tomorrow at Sportsbet. Is that about right?
I thought he might have been a couple of dollars, or maybe a dollar or so shorter. But anyway, I think if you like to have a flutter, I'd be backing him for the place. I'm sure we'll run in the first three. So fingers crossed.
Hey, Dennis, he steps up to 1,800 metres. Is this going to suit him?
Well, I think he is. His pedigree suggests that. He's very stout on the dam side. And Medaglia d'Oro, his sire, he's thrown slipper winners into derby winners. I've had him genetically tested, and he suggests that he'll run the distance okay. And it's sort of, he's on trial to find out whether we think he might be a derby prospect or not.
How accurate is that genetic testing? Can that be performed on humans as well?
I don't know, but the one test they can't do, Tim, is how courageous you are, how determined you are, how persistent you are, and they're the things that sort of under the rib cage that, or between the ears, that matter most.
Hey, talk us through what does a morning of track work look like for you? What time does it start, and what do you actually do?
Well, you get up at about 10 to 4 and you decide whether you want to go to track work or stay in bed, but your better side of you says jump in the shower quick as you can, wake yourself up, go outside, see if it's been raining. So you've got to check as to whether you're going to put your raincoat on or your Kathmandu. And then just jump in the car and straight down there. As simple as that. And then if you're lucky, you might make yourself a cup of coffee at the tower down there and just wait for your horses to come out. And we romance with ourselves a bit and think, yeah, that was really good work and probably couldn't get out of its own road. And then we go home.
Is there a hierarchy amongst the trainers? Like, do the big dogs get the best spot and the best coffee or not?
No, in the box I'm in, they're all pretty good. Like the camaraderie and the togetherness there. And it's interesting, you know, that you learn so much. I try to keep quiet, and that's a very difficult assignment. And, you know, you just listen to what everybody says, and it's amazing the pearls of wisdom that come out. There's guys down there with, you know, 30 and 40 years experience, and it's fascinating to hear them talk and pontificate every morning.
Hey, Dennis, have you watched the Dustin Hoffman series? It's about at the track. Have you seen any of that? Has anybody told you about that?
No, I haven't. I haven't even heard about it, Tim.
No, it's a series on, I think it's on Netflix. It's a series, and he gets out of jail and he goes back to the track, and it's about all the different characters on the track. And they're all there in racing, though, aren't they, the characters?
Yeah, there seems to be a lot of raconteur types, and, you know, people, even the riders and the staff and that, they're all very friendly. And it's a good little community, it is. And, you know, I like going down in the morning, and, you know, everyone has a chat, and, it makes it so much more pleasurable with good people around.
Hey, Dennis, we've been talking this morning about the incident yesterday. I don't know whether you saw the game or not, but Quaynor came off with a really nasty gash down his shin, and now there's this sort of speculation about what sort of boots the other kid from the Sydney Swans was wearing. Can you, when you were coach, when did the inspection of the fingernails and the boots go out of footy? Can you recall?
Yeah, I reckon I was playing under 14s. that's about the last time I saw it happen. I can't remember it happening in my time as a player, or as maybe as a player, when they used to have the leather nail-in stops. they might have. Yeah, I think you might have just stood against the wall and put your foot up. The umpire would run his hand down the back of your boots. But I never seen anyone pulled up for anything sharp. But when the Adidas came in with the Copa Mundials, there was no reason to check the boots, and everyone wore them at that stage. So yeah, it disappeared pretty quickly.
Well, Dennis, on a wet day, and all the other players had to wear studs. What was the duck? What was he allowed to wear?
No gifts for Wayne. We had to have the screw heads. That was the source of constant battles at North Melbourne, because as a coach, you used to hate your players slipping over. They all wanted to get out with the trendy little track shoes with bolted soles, and then they slip over three times in the first 4 minutes, and you'd be going off your head. So it was always a constant source of angst, boots and wet grounds, I can tell you.
Have you been, what I mean, we've got footy on every night, you're up early, you've been catching much of it?
Look, I have a sort of testing system. I watch the first quarter. If it's any good, I'll stay up perhaps till 9:30. But it's starting to become like big bash cricket. I think the AFL have done a super job getting it up and going, and all the things that are going on, and people asking for better beds, and it's amazing what they've had to put up with it. So I really want to acknowledge and admire them. But I don't like the game as much, shortened versions and 6 and 7 goal results. And I can't wait for next year. Whoever wins it this year will have done a fine job, because with all the situations and being in hubs, I reckon it would have lasted 2 days in the hub. Have done remarkably well, and I deserve a premiership, but it'll still have a little bit of an asterisk next to it for me.
Yeah, so are you in bed more often than not before the end of the game? From a spectacle point of view, is it a bit hard viewing at the minute?
Yeah, it is, because I reckon I enjoy watching the sides that take the game on and not scared to kick to a long 50-50 contest. Too many sides now just hang onto the ball and want to play keepings off and make it very uncontested, and it's not enjoyable to watch that sort of football to me. I know people will say I'm a silly old fool, but I'd rather a side be bold, be brave, take the game on, focus on your tall marking forwards and train your blokes up to crumb properly. And I know I'm going back a bit, but just play one on one. If somebody puts one back, just go and put one on him. Make it 7 forwards. And that's all you want in football, is a contest. And if you've got a contest, you got a chance. But when they take the contest out of it, and luck comes into it, and you've got one bloke loose at every contest, it doesn't appeal to me as much. But anyway, as I said, people will say I'm a silly old fool, and what would he know? But that's just the way I feel about it.
I don't think they will, given what we've been talking about. St Kilda played a bit like that. We've been talking about that this morning. They kept their forwards deep. I don't know whether the Duck would have appreciated being a part of an 18-man defensive setup that meant that he had to vacate the forward 50 every time the ball left.
Yeah, but look, if you play one-on-one and you've only got to beat your opponent, and you take the positions out of it, if you've got 18 blokes and you win in 12 of the positions, you win the game. Doesn't matter where you're situated on the ground. And people say, oh, look, you'll open up the opposition forward line. Well, that'll only happen if they win the ball. You just make sure you've got a good blend and a good mix inside your 50, and your midfielders fight like there's no tomorrow, and play as true midfielders. Play on somebody and pick somebody up when the opposition's got the ball or about to get it. Simple philosophy to me, and I reckon it stood the test of time, and I reckon if you're employed it now, you won't be far off the mark anyway.
Hey, Dennis, somebody just sent a text message in to say that Tony McAvoy turns up to track work in the morning with a nice toasted sang. Has he been sharing any of those with you?
Gee, it's been terrific. Unfortunately, with the COVID-19, he's been stuck in the Barossa, so he hasn't been over for a couple of months. So we miss Tony, and we miss Calvin, his son. He's a very humorous young man, and we wait for all these restrictions and get back to Norman so we can have a more perhaps joyful morning listening to the jokes and the wisdom of the McAvoy family.
Hey, spot on about COVID-19 ending. That show, by the way, too, before we let you go, is called Lucky. You'll love it.
Lucky. Okay, I'll have a look at it, Tim. As soon as I get a spare moment, I'll have a look at it.
I hope there's some luck for you tomorrow with Frankie Two Angels. Race 3, number 2, 550. You've given him a nice little push this morning, so we'll be cheering him home for you, Dennis. Always great to talk to you. Thanks for that, and good luck tomorrow.
Good on you, boys. Living the dream. See you. All the best.
Oh, dear. What about this? Geez, I love Dennis. No nonsense. That's come through from the speckled text. Dennis is spot on. The love for Dennis Pagan is strong and remains, so it's great. And I hope his horse runs really well tomorrow. If it runs well tomorrow, pushed out the 1,800 metres, Wisp, then he might be heading to the Derby, and that would be an unbelievable thrill for a young trainer in terms of, you know what I mean?
Experience, yeah. Giddy up, yeah. I say. Giddy up.
All right. He was with us for Macca's, by the way. Never missed a single goal with McDelivery. Available via the Uber Eats app. We'll take a break and be back.